Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye. The jammy, musically adventurous, bigger-than-life experience that is the band Primus is back with a new album called Green Naugahyde, and they're our guest today. The three-piece lead singer, uber-famous bassist Les Claypool, guitarist Larry Lalonde, and drummer Jay Lane released their debut a little over two decades ago and saw their popularity soar in the early to mid-90s with several Billboard Top 10 albums. I asked the always outspoken and entertaining Les Claypool about the 7 years between albums, acknowledging that the trio had done some touring in that time.
Well, we pop up every now and again. You know, it's kind of like a cold sore. You know, every few years we inflict ourselves upon the country, playing the old nostalgic tunes. But this time we're back with a whole new album and experience and attitude and shoes.
Love the shoes. Love the album. Explain a little bit why I guess Jay Link, getting back together with you and Larry was the impetus, or was did it kind of say, well, let's do this, and how can we do it? I mean, what came first?
Well, it was sort of we've been asked that question a lot lately, and after my last record, we were sitting around with my manager, going, okay, what are we going to do next? And all these different notions, the different pots on the stove, we were wondering which one was going to be pulled forward. And of course the P word always comes up, but for me, it didn't seem that appealing, because it had become this nostalgic thing, which is fun. It's fun for a few weeks, but, I tend to like to do things that are creatively moving forward. And, I know Lur was very, very anxious to do it. And at one point, he actually came up and did this event with me. I did an event for my little boutique wine label, and he came up and sat in. And I remember looking over at him and giving him the nod at one point to just start soloing. And away he went, playing through this crappy little amp with no pedals or anything. And it was amazing. And it kind of, for me, it made me realize it was a little itch to get back to playing with old Lur Lalonde. And so then we brought Jayski into the fold, and it just, you could just feel the chemistry, and it seemed like this thing needed some new material to ooze out of it.
Now, how would you describe what it's like playing with Jayski? What does he bring that changes up the equation a little bit?
Well, I'm looking at him right now. He has his shirt off, and that's always a very, very intriguing thing. You know, he's like the Sasquatch of drums. Jay's been my go-to guy for a long time, and me as a drummer, I play a little drums, and he's always been the guy that I steal all my licks from. It's like him and Stuart Copeland, and I'm very fortunate to be in bands with both those guys, and they're two of my favorite players to play with. And Jay and I have always just had this very intuitive musical relationship, so it just seemed very natural to have him back. He's got that Jayski, I call it the Jayski bounce, his feel is much different than anybody I've really ever come across.
Primus are our guests, and we're talking about the new album and hearing tunes from Green Naugahyde. And Lee Van Cleef, now it is about time that Lee got his song. How did this one come about?
I'm a huge fan of character actors. That's why Frank Capra has always been such a big hero of mine, and the Coen brothers, and Sergio Leone, these people that really delve into the abstract element of character actors. So whenever I see someone like Strother Martin or Walter Brennan or Lee Van Cleef on the screen as I'm flipping my channels, that's where I tend to stop, because it makes me happy to see these fellows. And the song Lee Van Cleef, we use Lee as sort of an anchor point for reflecting back on elements of my youth. That's where we got the title for the album. Green Naugahyde is from the line in that song, Yellow Studebaker with a 302 and a seat of green Naugahyde. And it is an amazing element to have an excuse to project a giant images of Lee Van Cleef's face on the screen behind us as we're playing.
This is Lee Van Cleef? We'll be right back.
screen, they won't see your pen. They all want to see your pen. But I want to see Lee Van Cleef. You know I like to see old Lee. Whatever happened to Lee Van Cleef? Whatever happened to Lee?
Lee Van Cleef from our guest today, Primus. That is, gosh, I guess that's the title track to Green Naugahyde, the new Primus album. People have been mentioning that there's a bit of darkness lyrically on some tracks on this album, and I guess they're really pointing to Tragedies a Coming. And I've heard a bit about the backstory of this. There's been some family tragedies and issues in your life, Les.
Well, I just think in general, you know, as you're moving through life, you know, that you can use whatever metaphor you want, but some people, a little rain has fallen into their life early on in life, and I've cruised along pretty well thus far, but these last couple of years have been a little tough. You know, my mom is probably not going to be with us much longer, and my little nephew, baby Matthew, got diagnosed with leukemia this last year. So it's been rough, and a couple friends have been battling elements of cancer and whatnot. So it put me in a little darker space than I probably am used to. And as we were writing stuff for this record, I'm looking through my notebook, and there's Tragedies a Coming, and I Cannot Step Aside, and the whole notion of impending doom to an extent. So yeah, it's a little darker in parts,
but not so much musically. So there's definitely a balance.
Well, I think, you know, that's the thing about the tragedy tune is it is this up driving almost Isley Brothers esque rhythm and melody, and with this dark lyrical content.
Well, can you do that one?
We can.
We'll be right back.
Tragedies are coming. Another one of the new tunes from Primus, from Green Naugahyde. I had a chance to kind of sit here on the other end of the line, listening to you guys warm up, and it kind of made me wonder if a lot of these tunes come out of jamming together, or is that just one element of how these things get made, how the donuts get made.
The donuts, you know, it sort of depends. For a long time, we actually made it a point to make sure that Primus songs were written by us sitting in a room jamming and taking those jams and putting lyrics to them and whatnot. And in the old days, there was a lot of stuff that came from me just because I had been playing these songs in clubs for a long time. But this record, I was pretty insistent that Lur and Jayski bring in material that's of their own, and Lur actually brought in completed songs, a few completed songs, which we've never seen from old Lur in the Primus world, and for me, they've turned out to be some of the stronger songs on the record, and actually this next song, Jilly's on Smack, is based on the riff that Lur brought in, and it's actually become the amazing thing about iTunes is you can actually see what people are buying individually, not just the album. And Jilly's on Smack is the most downloaded song off this record by more than twofold. So it's pretty interesting.
Can you tell that in concert too?
You know, people, it feels good to play it. So and people have responded to it. You know, I know, you know, that was Wayne from the Lips' favorite tune of ours. So it's always good to keep Wayne happy.
So I noticed that you're going out, you're playing a first half of the show, and then you're doing Naugahyde as the second half, which is a great way to introduce it. Is that working well?
You know, it's been working incredibly well. We weren't sure we were going to do that. There was the notion of doing that because it just felt like the record had such a nice flow, and we had done that back in 03 with Frizzle Fry and Seas of Cheese, and then it sort of became, I don't want to say trendy, but a lot of bands started doing that, playing their old records in their entirety. There was talk of doing Green Naugahyde in its entirety, and I thought, oh, it's going to be a pain in the ass. And then our manager said, well, no, actually, you know, because we had been touring Europe prior to the record release and whatnot, you've been playing every song on the record but three already, so what's the big deal? So we learned the other three songs, and in Boston we decided to try it out, do the old guinea pig show and try it out on the folks, see if it would work. And it went incredibly well. So this whole tour, we're doing two sets, and the second set being Green Naugahyde in its entirety.
Cool. Well, here, why don't you do Jilly's on Smack?
Go ahead, Lur.
She won't be coming back. No, she won't be coming back for the holidays.
Live on the World Cafe Primus, and that is that's Chili's on Smack, another one of the new ones from Green, Naga High, Jay Lane, Jay Ski, Larry Lalonde, Lur, and Les Claypool. Thank you guys so much for playing these tunes live. It just sounds great. Love this new one.
Thanks.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.